Republican Governor Larry Hogan frequently offers a similar complaint about bills Democratic lawmakers introduce in the General Assembly, that the bills take away his power as governor. As WYPR's Rachel Bay reports, Hogan says this year's legislative session features more than 30 such measures.
Hogan says one of the worst offenders is a measure passed last week that lets the state attorney general sue the federal government without first getting an okay from the governor or the General Assembly. The Republican governor spoke about the measure during an interview with WBAL Radio on Friday.
This is just one horrible bill out of 30 different individual pieces of legislation that have already been introduced just in this session that attempt to change the rules and to limit my gubernatorial or executive authority.
Hogan's office provided a list of 19 distinct bills, 14 of which have identical versions filed in both the House and the Senate for a total of 33 measures. And spokesman Doug Mayer said that's just this year's list. It doesn't take into account all of the bills introduced since Hogan took office in 2015.
Our office is looking into all of the past 3 years, and we think the number's closer to 100.
He said some bills are worse than others.
There's a bill this year that greatly changes the way the school construction board is formulated that ultimately takes authority away from the governor.
Mayer takes issue with the fact that the bill lets the governor, House Speaker Michael Bush, and Senate President Mike Miller each appoint 3 members to the board. Bush and Miller are both Democrats.
So it'd be 6-3.
The current board consists of 2 members of Hogan's cabinet, as well as 2 members of the public appointed by Bush and Miller, and the state superintendent of schools.
That's really the issue?
Senator Jim Rosapep, who sponsored the bill, was surprised to learn of Hogan's objections.
I mean, my bill is designed to reduce overcrowding in our schools.
It aims to create flexibility in the contracting process so that more construction firms can compete to build schools. Rosapep said he spoke with the governor's office about the bill, and Hogan's concerns weren't mentioned.
He's expressed interest in trying to reduce school overcrowding and to make our building schools more efficient, having our tax dollars go farther. So it's a little disappointing that he's focused on his power more than he is on what's good for the kids.
The bill is one of several on the governor's list that affects how people are chosen for various boards and commissions. Others cover everything from law enforcement to transit to the budget. One creates a fund to pay for installing and repairing air conditioning in schools. Another prohibits state and local police from enforcing federal immigration law. Some bills reappear year after year, since well before Hogan took office. One of these would amend the state constitution to give the legislature more authority in the budgeting process. Senator Rich Mattolino, a Democrat from Montgomery County, has sponsored the bill for the last 3 years.
Maryland is unique amongst the states in having a constitutional provision that limits the legislature to only doing line item reductions in the governor's proposed budget.
The bill, if passed by 3/5 of the legislature and approved by voters on the ballot, would let the General Assembly move money around in the budget without increasing the bottom line. In 2012, when Democrat Martin O'Malley was governor, then-Senator David Brinkley was one of 2 Republican sponsors of the same bill. Brinkley now serves as Hogan's budget secretary. Senate President Mike Miller said these bills aren't about partisan politics.
You know, I used to take away William Donald Schaefer's powers every year. I mean, I took away his powers to make appointments after the election, so between November and January, when a new person was sworn in, for example. But when William Donald Schaefer would wave at me, he would not use all of his fingers, believe me. It's a legislature executive thing, not anything personal, not anything Democrat or Republican.
Then again, the last time there was a Republican governor, under Bob Ehrlich, the Democrat-controlled legislature changed the governor's abilities to appoint people to the State Board of Elections and to sell state-owned land, among other things. I'm Rachel Bay in Annapolis for 88.1 WYPR.